I've always loved how entertainment can influence young people and influence the way that we do things. I want to play a part in that, and I want to also leave a mark. And I think that's what always kind of drives me.
Welcome back to the Morning News.
Welcome back to the Morning News, your number one weekly interview podcast. Today's episode is a very special one. We are joined by South African DJ, radio personality and singer Miss Cosmo. How are you doing, ma'am?
Fine, and yourself?
I'm actually a bit cold. I had a flu, and you know how it is nowadays about how you never know what it is.
Yes, that's the scary part about what we're going through right now, is that you never know exactly what's happening.
I think it's also good for some industries. Like, I could imagine the radio industry, because everyone's now at home, people are now listening more. And how has the pandemic affected your line of work?
It's been difficult on all aspects. I mean, whether it's radio, whether it is DJing, it's been very difficult purely because we also have to comply with COVID regulations. So if we're coming into studio, maybe it's only one person who's in studio. There was a point last year where we were pre-recording, which was adding more work onto our plate with regards to making sure that the production of the show actually sounds like you're live on radio. So that was a very difficult point. But I do understand where you're coming from about getting people's attention. And it's also at a point where now everyone's fighting for the same consumers and fighting for the same attention from different people. So you just have to kind of step your game up a little bit with the content, which is good because I guess it's kind of making sure that we're at the best of our abilities within different spaces. But obviously as a DJ, it's been extremely hard because we're not able to be outside. We can't necessarily play at gigs. And that's been the hardest part of it all financially, obviously, from a DJ perspective. But yeah, kind of working on a little bit of everything else.
I think competition is good because that also helps you increase performance. But I completely understand about not having gigs in that line of work. As we begin, may you tell us a bit about who Miss Cosmo is and what sparked your interest in radio?
Miss Cosmo is a hip-hop DJ, radio presenter. I'm also a music producer. I started out as a hip-hop DJ, and then obviously from the DJing got into radio, from radio into music production. So everything else kind of spanned into my space from there. But yeah, man, I think it's been a really enjoyable ride, and I'm still enjoying the marathon, and there's still so much more that I'm willing to do and I want to do for my career.
You're really doing everything, and we love to see it, from radio to producing music. You even opened up for Kanye West when he came.
All of the artists that I've opened up for have all been in South Africa. So it was when they were doing their tours in SA. So Kanye West came way back. I think it must have been 2015, if I'm not mistaken. So that was a really great time in my career. Chris Brown as well, 2 Chainz also played at his concert, as well as Kendrick Lamar.
With the music that you've made, who were some of your influences early into your music career?
Jeez, my influences is influenced by a lot of the artists that I actually enjoy listening to. So obviously the likes of Beyonce, Destiny's Child, Nicki Minaj. I'm very heavy on female hip-hop and female artists. Outside of that, also in South Africa, I really enjoy people who are really kicking ass this side as well. The likes of Wusiso, Swa, Moonchild. I love what Rouge is doing with her brand as well, Moonsley. So for me, a lot of the people that I collaborate with are people that I'm actually fans of their music. And you can see that with the way that I structure some of my songs as well.
That's really interesting. And South African music, it's on its rise.
Yes, that's true.
Something really fascinating to me is the journey. And may you tell us about how your passion for the entertainment space started?
Oh man, I've always been a lover for the entertainment space. I think also because I grew up in Johannesburg. So for me, being in Johannesburg just made it that much more easier because I was within the hub of the entertainment space. I was always going out. I was always going to events. And for me, that's what made it easier to get into the space because I knew a lot of people in the entertainment industry, and it was a passion of mine anyway when I was growing up, because from performing at talent shows in high school, being in the choir, music has always kind of spoken to me even as a child. I even used to make playlists and I used to make compilation CDs when I was growing up. So that also kind of spoke to the fact that this music thing is actually something that I really enjoy. And getting into it was just the difficult part because I wasn't really sure which side of entertainment I wanted to get into. But obviously getting into DJ DJing is what has kind of spiraled into me getting into all the different other spheres as well.
I think that's why you've been so successful. A big thing about you was you were the first female DJ on the basement on MTV.
Yeah.
And being a pioneering woman in that aspect, what was the reception and what challenges did you face with that?
The difficulty about being on basement at that time was I was taking over from a legend at the time. So the person who was doing the basement mixes prior to me was DJ Waxy. And I think at the time, everybody knew that Waxy was the guy who you needed to get a hold of. If ever you needed a DJ, he was revered within the DJ space. Everybody just really understood him. So for someone to be replaced, it was always just a little bit of a heart-wrenching moment. So for me, the difficulties that I kind of came in was being accepted, because I think a lot of people didn't think that I had it in me to be on a platform like that. But also over and above that, I think a lot of people also just didn't understand the changes, and I was getting a lot of flack for the type of songs I was playing, because maybe people didn't understand the type of music I was playing, because I was playing a lot of recent stuff. So there was this, that, and the next thing, but the biggest thing was obviously acceptance. But with time, obviously, once people get used to it, and I think that's the case in anything, it happened in radio as well. The moment there's a change, people are upset until they get used to it, and then they enjoy it. So it's one of the things I've had to kind of learn in my career on different spaces, whether it be DJing, whether it be basement, whether it be radio. Because on radio, I also took over from C Live, who was also a legend on radio. So I kind of faced the same type of challenges there as well.
That's very interesting. And I think you taking over from people who've been big in the space, it encourages you to fill the shoes and do better and to continue giving the consumers the highest quality work that you can do.
Definitely.
As a DJ, you create mixes and remix tracks that are already recorded, which I believe takes a lot of preparation and work. With that, what does a typical day in your week look like? And do you have a routine that you follow religiously, or does it change from day to day?
It changes from day to day. It also changes on my schedule for the week. I mean, the only thing that I think I do kind of stick to is my Sundays and my Mondays, because Sunday I'm working a lot. That's when I record podcast. I also then do my radio show on a Sunday, so it's usually work and gigs over the weekend. On Mondays is my off day, because I've been working the whole of Sunday, so when everyone else is resting, I'm working, so I rest on a Monday. So I don't do any interviews no matter what. Tuesdays is usually my admin day to kind of catch up on what's happening for the week. Wednesdays and Thursdays is when I schedule meetings and things like that. And of course, then the weekend starts again on Friday.
Do you think your schedule has been instrumental in the success of you as a DJ and a music producer?
Definitely. I think it's important for people to know that they need to be professional within their spaces. I think if you just kind of just wing it is when things don't come together. So if you create a bit of a routine, it helps you stick to your goals. It helps you stick to your plans, and you're able to then view yourself professionally as well. So I do think it is important for people to kind of understand what they're doing on what specific day, so that they can plan ahead when people need to see them. If you need to do interviews, you're able to schedule accordingly, and people also then can view you as somebody that they can work with in future.
A schedule really just helps you get all your work in order and just keep you on track, so that you aren't doing something that you aren't supposed to do on that specific day.
Exactly.
As a successful influencer and media personality, I can imagine that you've encountered challenges along the way. What keeps you going when things get tough in your respective field?
What keeps me going? I would have to say it's my passion for music. I think it's also just wanting to be successful. I've always been very difficult on myself. I've always wanted the best for myself. And sometimes you have to look at it and be like, yo, if I don't do it myself, no one else is going to do it for me. You know what I mean? I have a support system from a love perspective, but financially, I'm on my own. And if I don't make it, then I'm going to be out on the street. So it's things like that that make you realize that, hey, if I don't get up today, I'm going to get kicked out tomorrow. You know what I mean? But outside of having a place to stay, I think it's just my passion for the music. It's my passion for the industry. I've always loved how entertainment can influence young people and influence the way that we do things. And I want to play a part in that. And I want to also kind of leave a mark. And I think that's what always kind of drives me, is to say, let me do something for the industry. Let me do something for the girls, so that the girls also have a position to play within the entertainment space and be taken seriously.
Being self-regulated is very important. And that's something that you've really understood, because you motivate yourself and tell yourself, okay, I have to do this. And it's also really good, because a lot of girls now look up to you as, if she can do it, then I can try. I can also do it. Because of that, you leave a legacy where people will say, I only went into radio because Miss Cosmo started, and I really liked hearing what she would say.
Exactly. And that's all I really want. I want girls to know that they can do it too. I think that's the important thing for me, is creating that space where people can think, actually, I'm also capable, and not bowing out early just because you feel as though it's a boys' club only.
I believe that supportive friends and family around you can really help in support of your goals and help with your vision. And with that, who are three people who have been the most influential to you on your journey?
Well, support system wise, obviously my mom, my sister, my dad, my brother, but definitely my friends as well. I think it's important to have a good support system from a friendship perspective, because they're also people who can call you out if you're going to do something wrong, and you need to be able to take some of that feedback. You know what I mean? It's really important to have the right people around you and not necessarily have someone who's going to be a yes man around you, because having yes men doesn't really help you anyway, because you don't grow as a person. So I think it's important for you to have people who can tell you when you're doing something wrong, so you can fix your act.
That's really good, to have people who are honest around you.
Exactly. That's the important thing. So that's why I really feel like the support system also has to come from the people that you surround yourself with, because if you surround yourself with the wrong people, that's when you also go wrong, because you feel as though you're invincible. Meanwhile, you're just human, just like everybody else.
As an altruistic influencer and role model to many young people, what advice would you give anyone trying to pursue a similar career path?
I think for me is constantly work hard, constantly set goals for yourself. And obviously, if you know what you want, you need to go for it. Please also be honest with yourself. I think a lot of people also just need a little bit of a reality check when it comes to this industry, because it is difficult. As much as they say that pie is big enough, the pie is big enough, but it's also big enough for people who are talented and people who know exactly what they are going for. If you have talent, 100%, keep pushing, keep working hard, but also direct yourself in the right spaces. Put yourself in something that's easy for you to do. Don't feel as though that you are being influenced incorrectly. Don't be in a position where now you're doing something that you feel society wants, but it doesn't feel right to you, because at the end of the day, society can see when you're faking it. So I really feel as though people need to be honest with themselves from that perspective, so that they can at least flourish naturally and organically, and people can love you for who you are and not what you put on a social media page.
That's something so interesting about being authentic in yourself. That's the problem with a lot of people. How someone might want to do radio, and because of that, they just say what people want to hear. And as much as people want to hear, you aren't doing anything differently, because they can go hear that same opinion from 50 other DJs. What you spoke about is just really good, about being authentic and also just hard work, because there's so many people who want to be DJs. And for you to reach that 1%, you have to outwork them. You have to think about, how am I going to make my content better? How am I going to grow my audience? I really like your mindset on that topic. And in every podcast, I have a signature question, which is, what does happiness mean to you? So today, Ms. Cosmo, what does happiness mean to you?
Oh man, happiness to me is putting a smile on your face every day, being able to wake up and be proud of who you are and not have to question your motives, not have to question yourself. Happiness to me is being able to wake up every morning and have people who love you around you. That's what happiness is. I know a lot of people talk about needing money, they're needing gratification through material things. And for me, I'm just like, especially now, because we've gone through COVID, we realize that life is actually pretty short and anything could happen in any moment. There's nothing wrong with wanting money, but it can't be the main focus. And that's why for me, I would rather say success and happiness is more about the love and support around you, and you feeling whole as a person and feeling okay with yourself every day when you wake up, and not having to be embarrassed or be doubtful about certain actions.
That's very interesting. And I think money brings temporary happiness. I think happiness is found in loved ones. People think you need money to make you happy, but when you don't have money and you're still happy, that's when you see that money isn't everything.
Exactly. So that's the important thing for me. Yes, we need money to survive every day, but it's not the beginning and end all of life, because when you die, you don't die with your bank account. You die with your soul. You die with your feelings. You die with your emotions. You die with who you are. You don't necessarily bring your cell phone and your house and your car with you in your grave. So that's why I think it's important for people to also live holistically for themselves and not necessarily for other people.
That's very interesting. With that, I'll just like to say thank you so much, Ms. Cosmo, for joining us on The Morning News. It was an absolute honor getting to speak to you and getting to learn from you, and we wish you the best in all your endeavors.
Awesome. Thank you so much for having me. I really appreciate it.
Thank you.
Thank you guys for listening. I hope you enjoy it.